Have I loved you?
One of the lies the father of lies likes to throw at me is, God does not love you. Sometimes he would make the lie even more real by adding, God does not love you because you are not worthy to be loved. I get these God does not love you lies quite often in my life. They usually come when I need God the most.
He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. John 8 verses 44 and 45.
I bless you to be aware of the murderer's lies. There is no truth in him. Listen to what Jesus tells you and believe.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love, that your joy may be complete. John 15, 9-11.
Sometimes the father of lies would tell me that Jesus does love me, but only under certain circumstances, like when I've been good. However, I'm not allowed to experience pain, for when the pain shows, God would stop loving me.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38 and 39.
I bless you to believe that your pain will not separate you from the love of God.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. 1 John 3:1.
I bless you to believe that the perfect Father wants to lavish you with his Father love. It was when the enemy told me that I had been abandoned that the Father sent Jesus to tell me that he loved me. It was when I felt ashamed and deformed that the Father sent Jesus to tell me that he loved me. It was when I felt rejected and very alone that the Father sent Jesus to tell me that he loved me.
Now remain in my love, that your joy may be complete.
I bless you.